Hi, I'm Sasha.
And I'm Puya.
Yes, we didn't even discuss that. Thank God. I thought about it as soon as I hit record. Oh my God, I love us. Yes, this is Sasha and Puya. Y'all, Kirsten said no to podcasting to us. No, I'm just kidding. Kirsten couldn't join us, y'all. So this week, we have the conductor of the Hot Mess Express, a.k.a. Mr. 90 Day Fiance, a.k.a. everything, Puya Fridays. I don't know. He's illustrious, okay? So we needed him to talk about all of these off-the-wall things today. So I'm excited, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Puya, how are you? How are you? Welcome.
Thank you so much for that lovely introduction, Sasha. Yes, today we've got the Hot Mess Magnus Express ready to go. I'm very excited. This has been a long time coming. I've been a huge fan of Mess Magnus from its inception, so I'm happy to be here with you.
So happy to have you. It really has been so much fun because I know when we were creating it, we were like, well, Hot Mess Express is taken, but mess has to be in our title. So how do we do that? Because Puya already has the like one of the best names, taglines, whatever you want to call it. So I'm grateful we're merging our brands, I feel.
I love it. And hey, it's a perfect fit. It really is. And I think the listeners will know once we start digging into all these, we are fitting perfectly here today.
Yes, period. Because listen, y'all, before we get started, we're just reminding y'all it's 5-star review time, okay? We need to get to 250 so that the Daddy Network, one, renews us. Because listen, end of August, we don't know what's going to happen. And merch. Will you be buying You Mess, Puya?
You bet I will. So we need those. We need those reviews because I think I would rock the hell out of a You Mess hoodie.
Yes, thank you. I just feel like it'll be so much fun.
I think so.
And I feel like the squad can really come together. You know, it's just I love it. I'm excited for it. Here we are. We're about to get into it. But Puya, I think you had reached out to me about the main event, you know, of this. But before we get to the main event, I feel like we have to get to the undercards.
Let's do it.
Yes. So, y'all, I'm sure some of you know. I'm sure probably all of you know. J-Lo and Ben Affleck are married again.
Yeah, the sequel. The remix, if you will.
Because at this point, how many times have they been engaged and broken up and married? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, give it a rest already. But it's fine. It's happening. But y'all, I have to just get this off my chest, right? The pictures, paparazzi pictures look beautiful. I have to say they got married in Georgia because we had talked about this on the on a previous Mess Magnets where they went to Vegas and it was giving like celebrities. They're just like us, blah, 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 where they went to like a chapel in Vegas, got married. Cool. No, this is like a full on wedding. And this is where it bothers me, Puya, because they got married at a plantation home in Georgia.
Yeah. How did in 2022, how did they not get the memo to not do that is my question. And were there every other venue on the planet booked?
Right. So this is where I remember reading about this, where they were like having a hard time trying to find their location and it was a big deal, blah, blah, blah. And then turns out their second wedding took place at Ben's. They call it estate. Baby, it's a plantation because they're in Riceboro, Georgia, which is an hour outside Savannah, Georgia. And listen, if you know the history of any of these places, that's all I need to tell you. The home, Puya, is 87 acres.
That is massive.
Like, is that a home? You know what I mean?
No.
Exactly. And the main house only has 3 bedrooms. Why? And 6,000 square feet with 5 bathrooms. I don't understand. Wait,
3 bedrooms with 5 bathrooms?
Listen, when you gotta go.
How? There's more real estate for you to have toiletries than room? That makes no sense to me.
Listen, Ben Affleck is blowing a lot of shit up our ass, so I understand. I unfortunately do. Ben also tried to sell this house for only $8 million, which I feel like 87 acres, $8 million, or maybe just the main house. I don't know. In 2019, but pulled it off the market. Anyway, I don't care. He's always loved the country. A source, aka their PR person, told Entertainment Tonight. And basically, he was like, he loved being outdoors, the country, by the water. Sorry, there's so many other places you could be.
Oh, 101,000 places you could be over this. So he owns this property.
Yes.
And then he's selling the property.
He tried and took it off the market. I'm assuming people were like, I don't need 3 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms. I just don't.
Again, it's a weird ratio to me. 3 and 5. I don't know.
If any of y'all have this, please let us know. Because like, I just need to know how you use it, you know?
Yeah, because even if I'm thinking about it from a perspective of it's a big house and let's say 3 couples are living in it. You don't like 5 bathrooms. It should be 6, if anything. Like, shouldn't it
be
assuming 2, 3 times 2 equals 6? I don't know. The math is weird here. So, but I don't want to dive into more math today, you know?
Everyone knows I'm not the mathematician here. But yeah, so basically he had a boat. Like, when he first purchased the home, it was a reconstruction of a plantation style home. What the? And then Ben and Jen redid the house for their personal taste. And it's no question they love the location. Meh, meh, meh. Okay, cool. And then there's another house, Puya, for 10,000 square feet. And in addition, another one, a cottage called a summer cottage. And one of the houses is called the Oyster House.
The Oyster House?
Yeah, and that's the 10,000 square foot property.
Is that like a guest house? Like, what's the situation? What's the bathroom situation at the Oyster House?
3 suites, 6 bunk bedrooms that were bought from merchant marine ships.
So 3 suites. How many bunk beds?
6 bunk bedrooms, which I'm assuming they. Oh, yeah. 3 suites and 6 bunk bedrooms.
So there's more rooms in the Oyster House is what I'm hearing.
Yes, but that is the guest house. Why?
How big are the 3 bedrooms in the main house, do you think?
6,000 square feet, right? So they 1,000 square feet each? That's people's houses.
Yeah, that is massive.
That was a guess. I just want to make clear. Sorry. Because I said it's a lot. So much content.
I think it's a lot. Yeah, again, I'm not an architect, so I couldn't tell you what's big, what's small when it comes to.
Listen, ask someone that lives in the Bay Area that was house hunting. You give me 1,000 square feet, I'm happy. Okay.
I think, yeah, I'm looking at a floor plan right now for 1,000 square feet. It's pretty massive. There's a whole apartment.
When I lived in San Francisco, I think our house was like 700 square feet with like the whole apartment. So this moving on up. But you can only get here, again, the same source, or aka the PR person. So it's like, it's completely private. Even the golf course that used to surround this estate has overgrown. It feels like we're out in the wilderness. Stop.
So, and they wanted it to be like a wilderness, like a getaway wedding. Is that what?
Yeah, because they wanted it to be protected from wedding crashers. So they even had additional security. And looks like you can only like access everything through boat. But there's still paparazzi pictures of everything.
I guess security wasn't tight enough, huh?
Yeah, you can't shoot down drones, I'm assuming.
Yeah, to me, it's just like, if I've got this kind of fortune sitting around, why am I not getting married at an island or a beach resort? In the sand. Like, I feel like that's the move. Because what's the weather like where they were? Do we know?
I mean, Georgia's really hot.
Like, in the summer, too, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can look up Riceboro, Georgia weather, because why not? And I don't understand why this, you know? Why here?
It's actually rainy today in Riceboro, Georgia.
Yeah, but 87 still.
Is it 90% humidity? Yeah, yeah. No,
y'all
I'm out.
Me, mister. Couldn't be me.
In a suit? Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like a dress, because her train is long. Okay, it was really beautiful, but long. And it seems like it reportedly cost $400,000, y'all.
Oh my God.
Like, what? And after the wedding, the couple blocked off airspace in order to set off fireworks for the night.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that was part of the non-negotiable. Like, they wanted the firework.
Yeah, which I'm assuming, no shade. Again, it might be easier in, like, Riceboro, Georgia
than other places. They still had to clear up the, make sure no one else takes the airspace.
Imagine being like, yeah, I just want to like throw 100,000 and get airspace for 2 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, hey, do we have photos of the fireworks? Maybe it was a great display.
You know, we don't, because I bet the drone couldn't be there during fireworks.
They were like, you can take photos of the reception, drone, but you're out once we book this airspace for the fireworks ceremony.
That's what I'm going to assume. And for the reception, the guests were transported back to the main house, you know, three bed, five bath, via a trolley. And apparently even the trolley had like custom vinyl on the sides. So am I jealous? Yes. Because I would like this extraness for myself.
Yeah, I mean, as someone who didn't have a proper wedding, little jelly, not a lot of jelly, but a little jelly.
Yeah, like I feel like I would like it. I would want it. But anyway, Ben bought the whole estate for $19 million after his divorce. And then it feel like a bachelor pad, which I guess turns into all of this. So here we are. I needed y'all to know this because I can't believe it. And the guests, looks like Matt Damon, Jimmy Kimmel, which like, were they fighting?
I would like to know. Maybe they had a ring set aside for like the 11 p.m. fight.
Ooh, I like that. I like that foreshadowing. Ooh. George Clooney, Renee Zellweger, Jane Fonda. Like what?
Oh, wow. The monster-in-law relationships run that deep?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And Jay Shetty, who was like this popular Instagram like meditation lifestyle influencer.
Life coach, yeah.
Yeah, life coach. He officiated the wedding.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. And like the whole blended family, like all the bunch of kids were also there. And just wild. Just wild. I can't believe it. But another big thing, Ben's brother, Casey Affleck, did not attend the wedding.
Wow. Like for beef purposes, you reckon? Or
yeah. So they like found him like in a video and they were like, oh, are you coming? And he said, no, I'm not attending the wedding. But then on Instagram, like wrote a whole thing and was like, welcome to the family. Get ready for some real dysfunction. Just kidding, Jen. You're a gem. We love you so much. So T.
Yeah, I feel like the just kidding there was very much masking a not so much kidding. I foresee some beef in the future.
That's all I'm saying. And then the wedding dress also, y'all, was designed by Ralph Lauren, which designed Priyanka Chopra's dress also. So listen, PR come through. No, I'm just kidding. That's Kirsten's line. I'm just, you know, filling in for her.
You're killing it, Sasha. You're killing it.
Love it. But yeah, that's like our quick update because listen, it's wild. Look up the pictures, y'all. You can just look up probably their wedding pictures and you'll see all the drone pics. I can't wait for the official ones because they were on the lake and it looked really beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing with drone footage now is that you really have access to every vantage point. There used to be a time where the paparazzi were like one dude with a camera that's like pushing people. And now they can do it remotely. It's actually terrifying.
Right. And they probably can do it from so far.
That's what I'm saying. Like they were not in the vicinity at all. Just this little drone flying in the air.
Listen, that's all I'm saying. I don't understand.
It's a lot.
Listen, but yeah, and the video I'm talking about, TMZ, I think, had found him in LA on Saturday morning, August 20th. And I think the wedding was that day or the next day. Anyway, and then the actor said he fell asleep when asked why he wasn't in Georgia for wedding prep. And then he implied that he had other things going on, which I felt was like super weird.
What does he have going on? That's my question.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
But then another source, again, PR, said like, oh, family parental obligations at home because he's a parent to like two teenage kids. But again, why aren't all these people invited?
Yeah. Were the kids not allowed?
No, because all of her kids and his kids were there.
Huh.
So I don't,
weird.
Listen, keep an eye. Affleck brother feud coming up. I don't know. You heard it here first.
And maybe only, but it's valid.
Listen, that's so real. But and I'll, allegedly. No, I'm just kidding. With that, I think should we take a quick break? Oh, yeah. And then I think we get into the main event.
The boxing. Let's do it.
Perfect. So, yes, y'all, we'll take a little break and then we'll be right back. And we're back. So now, Pooya, you texted me last week and said, hey, what's up with this? We need to cover the YouTube boxing match. It's time. And I'm into it. I just didn't know other people were into it, I have to say.
Yeah, I have been following the YouTube boxing since it first started. Not like a, and I'm not a big boxing guy. So It was more of a, I'm a YouTuber guy. And
yes, me too.
Yeah, so I consumed their content. And once I heard y'all talk about the Ace family, I was like, I think there's a world where we can talk about the YouTube boxing when the time comes. And we're a week away. We're 5 days away. Saturday is the boxing event in the UK. And it's been a wild ride, Sasha. So I'm very excited to break it down with you.
Yes, I'm so ready. So what do you want to like give a little update, like not update, but like high level stuff for folks that maybe don't know what's going on?
Yes. So I'll give you like the quick 60-second YouTube boxing history here. So once upon a time, back in 2018, KSI, a.k.a. JJ, a.k.a. The YouTuber KSI OLEGDBT, got in a boxing match with a man named Joe Weller, beat him, and then after the match called out Logan Paul and Jake Paul. Jake Paul ducked his fight, said, I'm not fighting you. Logan Paul agreed to fight JJ and then KSI, and then Jake Paul fought his little brother Deji. Now that fight happened in KSI and Logan Paul drew. Jake Paul beat Deji. Okay, then they had a rematch in 2019 that KSI beat Logan Paul in, and that was amazing. So that happened. That I think that match was in the US as well, the rematch. Then after that, KSI took a break. He said, I'm done with boxing for the minute. I want to focus on my music. That was about 3 years ago. And since then, he's released albums. He's had number one singles. He's been killing it in the music scene in the UK. And whilst that had been happening, the YouTube boxing started getting carried by Jake Paul, who then fought Nate Robinson. He fought Ben Askren. He basically started fighting non-boxers that are like athletes in some capacity, has beaten all of them. So that happened. And then now, always the buildup was going to be, it's going to be KSI versus Jake Paul when that's going to happen.
Yeah.
KSI's finally back, ready to get back in the boxing scene. And this is his tune-up bout. So this is going to be like the get the ring rust off and go into the boxing scene to then main event a boxing event with Jake Paul next year. But the road that we have been on to get there, Sasha, it's been an insane month and a half in the boxing scene. Okay.
I know.
So the reason I'm bringing up Jake Paul is because Jake Paul has been very involved in the drama here. So yes. Jake Paul had a fight scheduled with a man by the name of Haseem Rahman Jr., who is the son of a boxer. So they were supposed to fight. Now, maybe 10 days before they were supposed to fight, Haseem Rahman got removed from the fight, or the fight got canceled because he didn't make weight. He still had time to make weight. The weigh-in hadn't happened yet, but the fight got canceled. He couldn't make weight, whatever. So that fight got canceled. Meanwhile, KSI was supposed to fight Alex Wasabi, who is another YouTuber in the scene. Alex Wasabi, you really shouldn't, Sasha.
No, but how dare you?
So
I followed Alex Wasabi for like 10 years, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, you have since grown and, you know, could reflect on past mistakes and be like, that was a mistake.
KSI fan saying this. Stop this.
Listen, you love Omarion. Like, are we really doing this?
I love Mario.
Please. Now you do. I feel like this was a different story 2 months fine. Ago.
There's no problem with just looking at a good looking man.
Bump, bump, bump. Okay. Yeah, so Alex Wasabi did end up fighting. So in the meanwhile, in these 3 years, KSI's not fought. Deji, his younger brother, has been fighting and just collecting L's. The dude has lost every match he's been in. And the last one was against Alex Wasabi. So this was both a tune-up and also Alex Wasabi and KSI have had some beef in the past, some shady jabs here and there. So they're finally going to go ahead and face off. But, we find out about 10 to 2 weeks ago, we find out Alex Wasabi has been pulled from the match due to having a concussion. And this was wild because they had already done their face-off virtually. Yes. Everything was on it route to happen. But this incident happens, and now he's removed from the fight. So KSI always had a backup fighter ready in case this was to happen. The fighter in question, though, happens to be a rapper by the name of Swarms, who he's done a song with before called Houdini. Mm-hmm. And Swarms is like 5'5". And KSI is like 6 foot.
Yeah, so, and maybe not in the best shape.
Swarms has never boxed before. Yes. The only bit of beef the two of them have is that a year or so ago on a TikTok live, Swarms was like, yeah, I'd knock him out. I'd get rid of him. And I guess they have some like backstage beef that I'm not really aware of myself. But this is the new fight. And obviously, this fight gets announced. Everyone's clowning KSI.
Yeah.
His own fans are clowning him. His Reddit's clowning him. They're like, this is such a bad fight. And it's because he was being shady towards, you know, Jake Paul. And now Jake Paul doesn't fight anyone serious. And now here he is fighting someone who everyone very clearly assumes he's going to wreck. He's going to destroy. So yeah, what's the point? Then Jake Paul decides to insert himself. Also, it's worth noting that Jake Paul, he has a company called, I think, MVP Boxing, where they have a couple people signed. Alex Wasabi signed to Jake Paul's team. So now a lot of people think that Alex Wasabi was never going to fight JJ and that Jake Paul had him pull himself out of the fight, because this is where KSI takes an L, in that Swarms is his opponent. Jake Paul comes out publicly and says, hey, fight me. I'll come over to the UK. Let's fight. Also, before Jake Paul ended up getting Haseem Rahman Jr. to fight, he was supposed to fight Tommy Fury, which did not happen. For the second time, Tommy Fury backed out of the fight with Jake Paul.
Tommy Fury is the one that couldn't get into the country, or is that someone else?
So Tommy Fury said that he had visa problems the second time around. Yeah. Which then JJ, KSI offered, hey, Jake, come over to my fight. Come over to my car. Yeah. Fight Tommy Fury as a co-main event. You won't do it. He didn't do it, obviously. And so Jake Paul was charging $60 for his pay-per-view.
Which, like, why are people paying? Like, get it together, everyone.
Well, that's the thing, is that apparently not enough money was coming in. So this cancellation kind of worked out in their favor. Well,
that's what happened with Austin McBroom from his family, y'all.
Yeah, which Austin McBroom also is in the boxing scene and has also really tried to do something. So a lot of people thought that when KSI comes back, he was going to fight Austin McBroom, but that didn't end up formulating. So now Jake Paul gets on Twitter and he's like, fight me. Neither of us have an opponent that's there. Fight me. And KSI was like, no, this is my tune-up fight. I'm going to fight you when I'm good and ready to fight you. Because in KSI's words, he should be the A team. He should be the A side. It should be his terms, his weight, he should be his country should be hosting.
Yeah.
And the reason he's frustrated is because obviously he took a hiatus for 3 years and Jake Paul fought Nate Robinson, Ben Askren, non-boxers, ended up becoming more of the face of YouTube boxing for that interim, and now believes he is the A side. So he's like, no, I'm going to clobber my next opponent. I'm going to show that I'm still the A side. You're going to come to me. So then they had a bit of a back and forth on Twitter over this. And he told Jake Paul, listen, next year, 2023, Wembley Stadium, which is the biggest stadium, Wembley Stadium, UK, we fight, main event. The winner takes 100% of the purse. Jeez. And Jake Paul was like, I'll do it only if you tweet out and say I'm the better boxer as of right now than you. And okay, so I was like, bet. You're the better boxer than me as of right now. Let's do it. So that fight is now set for next year. Which brings us back to the fight that's happening on Saturday.
Yes.
So it's there's so much. Okay. So then KSI is now fighting Swarms. We already talked about him.
Yes.
But that was supposed to be the match. That's the person. That's it. After all the backlash he got, KSI decided, I'm going to do something a little bit different.
This is actually ridiculous now. Now honestly, it's wild.
It is wild. So here's what happens. So KSI goes ahead and schedules another fighter to fight, not for the next fight, the same night. He wants to fight a different fighter the same night. And also, it's going to be a professional boxer that he's going to fight the same night. So, like,
what are you doing, sir?
Right. So for his second opponent, he came up with Ivan Nikolov, who is a Bulgarian boxer. And while he is a boxer, he's like 40 some, mm-hmm. and his record was not great. I think he had like 17 matches, 5 wins, 12 losses. Let's see. Let me look at his boxing record real quick here for y'all.
Honestly,
yeah, L's.
Yeah,
mostly losses. Okay, basically. So this was the fighter, 43 years old, most losses, but it is a actual boxer, which is not something that Jake Paul has ever done. He's never fought an actual professional mm-hmm. boxer. Oh yeah, so 3 wins, 16 losses is what happened here with this man. So this fight was announced a week ago and people were like, oh my God, he revived it. He's doing 2 fights. He's putting money where his mouth is. Love it. Yay, yay, whatever. We're happy. Cool. Then this weekend, Sasha, I wake up on a Saturday and there's a KSI video in my sub box. I'm like, okay, let me watch this. Yeah, they've pulled out the fighter. Ivan Nikolov was removed from the fight because people started to notice that of many of his tattoos, this man had a tattoo on him that said white power. And many pictures of Nikolov surrounded by swastikas had resurfaced, suggesting that he might be a part of the neo-Nazi movement.
Yeah. And I think there's videos of him doing Hail Hitler or like pictures of him. So just overall hot mess.
Very much so, which to me, I was like, okay, maybe the video and stuff you didn't find. The man has a tattoo on his belly that says white power. How was this not noticed? And I mean, to be fair, I didn't notice it when I saw the videos of him. I didn't pay attention. But so he gets removed from the fight. Now there's a new fighter in the scene, a Mexican professional boxer by the name of Luis Alcaraz Pineda is the new boxer coming on. He is a young boxer. I think he's 23. He has more wins. Yeah.
His record.
Yeah. He's got 2 wins, 5 losses, but he's a younger boxer. So I have more energy, more fitness here. So now he's fighting 2 people. One is this boxer, one is Swarms. And he's going to bookend his own pay-per-view where he's going to, I think, be the opening fight with Swarms and then do the main event with this boxer. The same
which
night.
I just can't help but laugh.
Tell
like,
me
what is going on.
Yeah, like tell me what your thoughts are.
This is so wild, right? Like at first, so I knew the Alex Wasabi stuff because again, I follow Alex Wasabi. Ooh. So I was like, hater. So I was like, oh, Deji got beat. Like, you know, I can't wait because they've been talking like mess on each other for so long. And I was ready for this. And then here we are. So I love your Jake Paul like theory, because I think unfortunately that could make a lot of sense, which I'm sad that it does, but I think it does.
Well,
and then
there's like stuff to you know, prove right. that, but to support that, because Alex Wasabi wasn't really promoting the fight. He wasn't really putting anything out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why a lot of people suggest like, yeah, he was never going to fight in the first place. That's what they think was the case, was that was never going to happen. And even in the face-off they did, JJ came in with energy and he's like talking so much smack, which they do in these face-offs.
Yeah.
And Alex just didn't give anything. He just sat there. It was weird.
Yeah. And I mean, even with Deji, like, I don't know that he talked like shit back, but I think he was like being condescending, you know. He was like laughing at him and he was it was still something, like he was giving enough to where we were like, oh yeah, he's into it. So I can totally see that, because I didn't know this was happening, even though I follow Alex Wasabi on Twitter, on Instagram. But I found out from Fousey.
Yes, so Fousey, aka FouseyTube, is on the card as well. He is fighting Deji. They both have losing records. They've never won, so one of them's guaranteed a win here. And he actually has put in the work. His body transformation is ridiculous.
But if anyone is like a Fousey 2 fan, you know, I used to be, I will say I don't, I'm not anymore. But you know, he's been going through it, but his body, yeah, like he goes through these like ups and downs just because he's battling mental illness where, he, you know, I think has like he puts on, unfortunately, a lot of weight and like an alcohol, like it just, there's a lot of stuff. And then he'll completely get back into shape and be like badass. So when he fought Slim, who's also on this card, last time, he just, it was embarrassing for him. Like he, no defense at all. So that's why I'm excited for Fousey. But I will say for this KSI stuff, the white power stuff is a joke. But then I looked it up even more because I was like, what's going on, you know, with this white power? And then turns out, what's his name? Yvonne. How do you say his name? He denied anyway that he's a white supremacist. And he actually said, I've seen the recent news regarding, you know, the white power thing. It's absolutely no relevance to an outdated opinion, which is like, is it outdated? And simply refers to my own belief in my strength and power as an athlete.
Yeah. Sir, just get the tattoo removed. Okay. First of all, get that removed.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
your like, own it's power.
Utter nonsense. It's utter nonsense is what it is. It's just, yeah, I just can't believe that this went under the radar to start.
Yes. And then it seems like the matchmaker also got fired because I did watch KSI's a little bit of his video and he's like, yeah, we should have noticed, our bad. And the person whose job it was is also gone.
Good, because this is like your one job was to find someone to fight and you found someone that shouldn't be on this card.
I think look at one picture.
Yeah, and I think DAZN also, the broadcasters were like, yeah, no, we don't want this either. So they immediately, with a quickness,
got it. So everyone was in on it.
Yeah, you know, 100%.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Honestly, yes, Swarms will 100% be folded like a lawn chair. Okay?
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. However, Swarms has been promoting the fight. He did a diss track on KSI, which I listened to. It was fine. As a fan of British rap, it was okay.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, as the like flag bearer of all of this music.
Yeah, it was okay. I enjoy my British rap. I enjoy grime. No, this was not amazing. The lyricism was fine, and a lot of the disses he tries to throw at JJ, we've actually heard his own friends, the Sidemen, diss him on like 5 years ago. So they're very much like, eh. But bless, you're promoting the fight. That's all we can ask for you, is you're promoting the fight. So that's good.
Exactly. And yeah, and that's what I was reading, was that this fight has been promoted more by Swarms in like a week or whatever, or however long it's been, than like months from anyone else. So, you know, you struck gold with that.
Exactly. At least there's that going on with it. And then, yeah, so then the rest of the card, like, he's actually put on a good card.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that he's brought on to box of the, you know, content creation side, these are people who have actually put in the work and have boxed in other bouts as well. So I think ultimately we have a good card on our hands. It should be fun. And unlike Jake Paul's $60, I think this costs like $11. I mean, I'm not going to buy
that's
it.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not. It's like 11, 12 bucks or pounds maybe. Yeah, not bad at all. He fully recognizes it.
Yeah, I was like, then I feel like, okay, I wouldn't feel like the worst. That's like one movie ticket, or cheaper than a movie ticket in the Bay Area.
Right, right. And no snacks.
Listen, I got snacks at home, okay?
Exactly.
But also, there's another cancellation.
Yes, go on.
Yes, because FaZe Temper was going to fight a rapper named Blueface, which I think Blueface is like kind of popular.
Blueface was on two cards, and I don't think he's fighting either of them now.
No. Because Booyah Mans got in a physical altercation with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
In Hollywood, amid cheating rumors. Okay. So then I'm like, okay, that's so horrible. But I'm, you know, I appreciate, football never takes a stand, but you know, I appreciate YouTubers, influencers taking a stand, right? So I'm doing some Googling. Turns out today it happened again.
Oh my God.
Blueface's girlfriend. This is the headline. Girlfriend, Christian Rock. Krishan. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? Detained by police after punching rapper in face during club event.
Dear Lord.
Yep. And then because basically these two are like on again, off again, whatever. But it turns out they left Los Angeles for a trip to Phoenix. And then they appeared to be like on, you know, everything was cool with them. I think they were like, there was like someone was either on Instagram or something like in bed together, all of this. Okay. And then they went to the club. Anyway, after the club, or they were about to get to the club, and then things just went south because a video from the event shows both of them arguing in a booth at the club. And then at one point, this is also just like if intimate partner violence or domestic violence is like an issue, just fast forward like 5 minutes. Just want to make that note. Anyway, so at one point, then Blueface is like pulling her by her braids as she tried to walk away. And then she's was like violently pulled back after he grabbed her. And they're like, then finally a bystander jumped in. And like all, I mean, there was like worse stuff. And then she was seen punching him straight in the face.
Yeah, what is going on?
Yeah. And then he said the police took her, security took her. And then he admitted she hit me with a banger. Like, it's not funny. But no. My God.
No. And you know who else he was supposed to fight last month?
Who?
A former NBA player, Nick Young.
Oh, this was a Nick Young.
Yeah. So he was supposed to fight Nick Young on the same card that was going to have Le'Veon Bell versus Adrian Peterson.
Oh my God. You know, as an Oklahoma fan, all day AD. So I love Adrian Peterson. But bless, stop doing this, y'all, please. And then Blueface was also fighting, yelling Free Rock, which is her last name, to the camera moments later. But then after that was partying with in the VIP with women dancing all around him.
Yeah. Get Blueface off of my screen, please.
Yeah. Because I literally was like, okay, like this is normal, whatever. Like not normal, but like, okay, they got canceled. But then the fact that it's happening again and it just got reported today, I'm Blueface, take a breath. Like Blueface and Krishan, just like end it, you know, just like move on. This toxic stuff is not cute no more.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. So, yeah. And now FaZe Temper is fighting Slim. Who did knock out our guy, Fousey.
I know. No shit. Slim deserved to win. Nothing. And he also beat King Kenny, who's also on this card. So Slim's a good boxer. But he is like in his own personal mess. Going through a divorce is messy. Him and Adam Solid, just like mess YouTubers.
Yeah. And you know, that's the thing is that the YouTube boxing is what ended up starting all of these other like just social boxing events. Yes. You know, the Lamar Odom versus Aaron Carter happened.
Oh my God. I'll never forget that for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Like all these other boxing matches with celebrities, it all came from there. And, you know, it has hit like high highs where like Logan Paul went against Floyd Mayweather. Like they had a proper fight themselves. So we'll see how this goes. We'll see how this goes come Saturday. I think he's going to win both his matches.
Yeah.
I think he's going to win both his matches. He's on his way. And I've been seeing videos of him, the new videos. He's definitely improved from where he was 3 years ago. You know, body transformation. JJ has a clip on his TikTok where he recorded himself January 1st versus August 1st. And it is mental how much he's changed in that time.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, teach me. I needs it.
Teach us your ways.
Please, let me just start boxing. No, I'm just kidding. I don't need to box. I just already have so many anger issues.
A mess versus magnet bout. You versus Kirsten.
Oh my God. Kirsten would dog walk me. She also has only 6 inches on me.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't count you out, Sasha. I'd back you.
I appreciate you.
I got you. Yeah, on the same undercard of Jacob Jones fighting three people.
You were on that. Oh, so you would be in two fights.
I mean, I'd be in one. I just would. My opponent would be in three, which makes no sense.
That's true. You know, this, I should have said that at the start. This was inspired by the Daddy Network's Slop, which is a Big Brother, like, messy podcast.
Yes.
Which Kirsten was also on. I mean, multiple folks have been on. So it's just Puya was on, showed up to, you know, fight people. No, I'm just kidding. So it's just, we are currently, I feel like, in the wrestling mess in our Daddy Network. So we bring it to you. We bring it to you, people.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's about it on the boxing side of things. Now I got to ask you, who do you have between Deji and Fousey?
I just have to say Fousey, because like, this is the first real like viral YouTuber I followed. I have to say, and like, who introduced me, I think, to like my now YouTube like subscriptions almost, because it was him and then Superwoman, Lily Singh, like they were all hanging out together. And then that's where I met Alex Wasabi, Lord DIY. So I have a soft spot for him, and he's from the Bay Area. So, you know, I just think he needs a win.
Well, that's the thing. I think the intrigue with that match is that they both need the win, because Deji has just been underneath KSI shadow from the minute they both hit the fame side of things. He has lost to Jake Paul. He lost to Vinny Hacker, who is a TikToker.
Yeah.
And then he lost to Alex Wasabi. And if he loses this match, which honestly I have no reason to believe he'll win, I think he should stop, but I don't think he's gonna stop. So we'll see how it goes. I also think Fousey's gonna beat him.
Ooh, okay, that makes me feel a little better. I want Fousey to win. That's all. You know, he deserves. He's trying.
I wouldn't go that far. I think he'll win. I don't want him to. I don't think he deserves. Anyone wants to see the rise and fall of Fousey, just search up the rise and fall of Fousey tube on YouTube. There are two YouTubers that I watch who do rise and fall on content creators. One is Sunny V2. The other is Internet Ajay. And they're both very good. Very well done. About 20 minutes each. Give it a watch and see how Fousey went from high highs to very low lows.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I just feel like, you know, since I've been there, that's all. This was like one of the first brown YouTubers that follow.
I remember being like, my God, we have an Arab YouTuber. Right? I get all the references. I love it. And then he was like, Drake's coming to my event. I was like, oh, no, bye. I'm out. You are not okay right now.
He was in a really bad mental space.
Yeah.
Oh, that was sad. Yeah. I can still remember. We eat halal. We don't care who knows. From something to marshmallows. Oh, my God. Good times. But yes, Puya, I'm excited for this. Like, I was obviously going to watch it. But now that we've covered it on Mess Magnets, I feel like we have a whole little squad that's going to be into watching this.
Oh, yeah. We'll have all eyes on it Saturday. And it'll be UK time, which I'm excited about, because that would mean that the matches don't go till 2 in the morning, which I'm all about, honestly.
Right. Oh, my God. Oh, can't wait. So, you know, follow along. Maybe Mess Magnets might tweet along. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Maybe it's just if the people I want win.
Very specific coverage. Gotcha.
No, I listen. We don't make this like known, or we're not hiding, rather, I should say, that we're a biased podcast. Like, we know we are. It's okay. We lean into what we are.
Yeah, you stand Omarion. Gotcha. Yes.
And you stand Submit. It's true.
We really? It. That's where you went with this? Oh, my God.
But yes, I think let's take another quick break before we move on. So we'll see y'all in a second. And we're back. So now, you know, it's like we moved away from boxing, but I think it's a nice tie-in, Puya, because this man has been coming across everyone's Twitter, I feel like, this week. So, you know, Mess Magnets is, we can be educational sometimes. I don't know that you want this education, but we're going to give it to you, okay? Because if I had to know it, you needed to know it.
I love that mentality. It's like, if I see it, you, I can't unsee it. You have to also see it.
Like, sorry to you. Okay, sorry to that man, but not sorry to this loser, because I know folks have been wondering who or what is Andrew Tate? Because currently the reason he's like been making headlines right this moment is he's gotten banned from Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok for violating their policies. Fun fact, Twitter had blocked him in 2017.
They were ahead of their time. They knew.
Listen, this Twitter stays number one for a reason, okay? In my heart. I don't know IRL, but, you know, in my heart. But for those of you that don't know, who the F is Andrew Tate? Well, Mans is an influencer, quote unquote. Well, no, actually, unfortunately, he probably is. And a former professional kickboxer.
Yes.
But the biggest thing is that he's known for his, like, horrible, terrible, misogynistic, like, remarks. Like, women should be in the kitchen. Just, I don't even want to repeat. They're horrible.
Very horrendous takes. And that is what he's known for now. He's gone viral in the last 4 to 5 months. So obviously we just mentioned he wasn't allowed on a lot of social media platforms, but he started what he dubs Hustlers University.
Yeah.
Which is an affiliate program where he teaches, you know, young dudes how to make money, both through like crypto stuff. I know there was a lot of, I've seen videos where people have gone through like what happens. So when you sign up for Hustle University, they give you a Discord link, you get in the Discord and there's like tutorials on crypto, NFTs. But part of it is that he gives them an affiliate link. And if they get people to sign up with their affiliate link, they get a kickback from that person. So that's why, if you were thinking, why am I getting all this Andrew Tate on my For You page on TikTok, is because every person that signs up for the program is incentivized to make a TikTok account and promote Andrew Tate clips from his various appearances on podcasts. And he gets on these podcasts and says exactly what Sasha said: misogynistic takes, very hot takes that cause controversy. And he has made quite a bit of money off of it. He's also gone on different Twitch streamers, streams to have debates, to talk. He's frequently found on Aiden Ross's stuff, which Aiden Ross is a garbage person.
Exactly. So
he's you know, made the rounds. Now, he has now been banned off of Instagram and Facebook, which, what took you so long? You're here now. That's good. And
welcome to 2022.
Right. In addition, we are seeing that Hustlers University has been closed down.
Yes, that is wild, because Mans was making $49 per month per person. So it was giving multi-level marketing, as you said. And Andrew Tate said this, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt, that allegedly, in June, it had over 80,000 members.
Which is just like nuts to think about, that amount, like, of money.
What are these?
Yeah.
I don't even, this is Andrew Tate's like, words, but like, this is beta male energy, you know, not that it exists, because that's toxic masculinity, but if they were ever to be some like loser people that live in their mom's basement,
and that's the thing, is that anytime he's had adversity, like he went on he was on Aiden Ross's stream, and Hassan Piker, who was very well-known Twitch streamer, got on and had a debate with him. And Hassan was mopping the floor with this guy. And his retort was, you're taking the vibe down. You're no fun. You're boring. Please leave. And then started talking smack once Hassan left. So he has that energy going for him. He makes money off of the backs of like young men who believe that through his learning, they can become alpha or whatever. They can get a Bugatti or whatever. It is very cringy. This man is a very cringy man. And now that he's banned from Meta, from TikTok, they've deplatformed him successfully. So he can't do anything. Now, I've seen some YouTubers, some content creators try and play the side of, well, shouldn't, you know, isn't the move to fight misinformation to give information? And, you know, as in basically saying, why did you ban him? He should be allowed to say his nonsense and we should debunk it. And it's like, well, no. How about this guy who also allegedly and has had history with some sex trafficking?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, this is not a person who should have a platform to be teaching people anything. Get rid. I 100% back him getting removed. And I don't understand how anyone can see it any other way.
Yeah. And also all these geniuses that have been like, oh, but you know, the biggest way to like combat Andrew Tate is like men that follow him, their girlfriends. It's like, I'm pretty sure that was like second wave feminism or some not feminism, but some wave where they were telling women like you can help combat misogyny. Shut up. It is not up to women to be able to fight these people like and correct the men, quote unquote. And I'm talking about obviously heterosexual relationships because he's homophobic as well. So it's just, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, absolutely. And at this point, I don't know where he's going to end up, how he's going to go about it, because, again, all his bread was coming from, you know, majority of his bread was coming from the social media side of him gaining popularity. Now he has the popularity. He doesn't have the platform. Where does he land? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, because Hustlers is done, baby. What are you gonna do? Hustlers University, I mean,
right,
is done. So what are you gonna do, loser? Because allegedly was making $4 million per month if it's 80,000 members, which, come on, please. And I love that he says you ideally want a mix of 60-70% fans and 40-30% haters. So I think it got switched for you, my guy.
Yeah, I don't know if your percentage of haters is accurate. I think it's a little more of a double situation.
Period. It was 99% haters. And I just love that he calls it like the manosphere. Like, what is? Shut up.
Yeah, like he, like I said earlier with Hassan Piker, he was saying that based on his experience, anytime he's been in a car accident or any car trouble, a woman has been behind the wheel. So based on his opinion and his experience, women are worse drivers. And Hassan was like, no, if you look at insurance data, yes, if you look at other stuff, empirical evidence leads to men are the worst drivers, not just personal experience. And that was, again, he was not having it. He's like, but it's my opinion and it's my experience that shapes that. I was like, all right, I've heard enough of this man to last a lifetime.
Right.
So can we please leave this man in 2022? I beg. Also, Jake Paul has thrown out that he wants to fight him. And I do think now that he's been deplatformed, that might be where he ends up.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, rather not happen. But it's crazy because this man like drew his fame from being removed from Big Brother in 2016.
Yes, he was on Big Brother UK.
UK, not US, obviously, UK. But Big Brother UK will get on that ass, okay, pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just because a video came out that allegedly attacked a woman. So he's just horrible. Don't look for his stuff. He's trash. And we're just grateful he's gone.
I agree. And honestly, I don't want him to end up in a fight with Jake Paul, because as much as I hate Jake Paul, that will have a lot of eyes on it. That boxing match would. And I don't want it. I don't want either of them to do well. And, you know, that's a fight I will not give my predictions on, because I don't want either of them to win. So I'd be in a lose-lose situation.
That part. Because it's gross. Okay. It's just, it's not cool. Because, and this is like the last thing I want to say, because I feel like I have to leave everyone with some nice thing, a little bit of nice taste for this, because my queen, Cardi B, has responded to all of this, because some UFC fighter, I don't care, decided to use, you know, his platform to say people are freaking out about young boys looking up Andrew Tate, because a bunch of teachers have come out and said, well, our boys are like being influenced and they're now like being like verbally violent to the girls in the class and are like, well, I don't want to learn anything I don't want to read a book that's by a woman. You know, all of this just horrible, horrible stuff. And anyway, so this UFC fighter goes, people are freaking out about young boys looking up to Andrew Tate, but are totally fine with young girls looking up Cardi B and the Kardashians. Like what? Like, are you cracked?
Yeah. Are you joking me with this?
Like, what is wrong with you? Because And then says, like, his main message is to stop being lazy and make excuses and go work hard, get in shape and make money. To do drugs, have sex with random men and go through life as a brain dead moron.
And she clocked.
So now she said I am married. I don't smoke weed, don't pop pills, don't do coke. I'm a mom of two kids and I do a lot of charity work. But hey, let me put Cardi into it to defend a man who, you know, to defend misogyny and lots of other stuff. So Cardi said, absolutely not. And then she deleted her tweet because I'm sure she's like, I'm not trying to deal with this. But Cardi said, who the hell do you think you are? And if you follow her on Twitter, she will come for you.
Yeah, I'm happy she put the guy in his place. And I'm happy that she also removed her tweets so that they don't get more, you know, Cardi B responds to you. That's going to put eyes on you, whether good or bad. So don't give them an opportunity to get any of that. Screw that.
Yep. I just love that she, you know, sometimes I just want these fools to get clocked because I don't appreciate them coming for us. But Cardi said, not today, bitch.
It's over for you.
I know. And I loved it. Ugh. But that like wraps up. Yeah. Our little bit of like our fighting, our all of that stuff, because now I think it's time for quick bites. Pooya.
Yes. Let's do it.
So I think let's start with Idris Elba.
Yes. Love him.
Y'all. Okay. Love man. Okay. He's amazing. So beautiful. But anyway. It's not about him because his daughter auditioned to play his daughter. Okay. So Idris Elba's daughter auditioned to play his daughter in his new movie Beast, but didn't get the role.
So awkward. It's so, cause like you're still working on this movie. You're still going to be in this movie, but your daughter was handed a rejection letter. And you know, I'm sure your daughter's looking at you like, what's the point of nepotism if I can't even get a role as your own daughter that I am in this movie?
Like she literally plays it in real life.
That is so funny to me because obviously we've had parent child like duos in movies before. Will Smith and Jaden have done a bunch of movies together at this stage.
And Jamie Foxx and his daughter hosts like a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I can't. And then in Thor, it's Chris Hemsworth's daughter.
Yeah, playing in the new movie, yeah.
So I can't help but laugh because Bollywood, right, which I'm very passionate about, is like filled with nepotism. Like that's all it almost is, has become rather, I should say. It's like Nepo kids here, Nepo kids there. But turns out she didn't get the role. Poor Isan. And then not only that, they didn't talk. First of all, he told this to everyone in a recent interview for Breakfast Club. What are you doing? Just shut up, Idris. Don't embarrass her more. And then he goes, yeah, she didn't talk to me for a few weeks.
See, that's the part that I have a problem with, because if you're going to say, yeah, she auditioned, she didn't get it, that's fine. But then don't make it seem like, yeah, she was very childish about it. She didn't talk to me for 3 weeks because, you know, maybe she didn't want that part out.
Right. Like, don't make her look like desperate. You know what I mean? She has a right for her feelings. Damn. God. And she got rejected, y'all, because apparently their father-daughter chemistry wasn't right for the film.
So then she went into method acting and gave him the very accurate depiction of how a child will neglect their parent when the parent's annoying by giving them the silent treatment. So she's a method actor because she did do it off screen. But apparently on screen, it was not going to fly.
Yeah. And they're, you know, they're back on good terms. Like that she stopped giving the silent treatment. Like they're fine. But but they were like, oh, she will get her big break soon. She will. And I was like, stop it. Just end it.
Have you ever silent treatmented your parents?
You think our parents will allow?
Oh, they've silent treatmented me, but I've never been able to hit him with the Uno reverse. That wouldn't have flied.
Like, you know, what tried
would have
flied? It
would be the flip flop. That would have flied.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I tried it, and then I got told, great, now I'm going to cut off your phone if you can't call me.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I did do it once with my mom. I didn't. This was back in like the eighth grade or ninth grade. Yeah. Well, I came home and I, you know, it was right around, we were going to have, I think, the winter break. So I came home and I had my test results back, my exam results back.
Yeah.
And I had done pretty well. Everything was good. I got a 78 in economics, which was a B, which is fine, considering that only two people got 81 and 82 respectively. So I still did the third best, four off the best grade, but come from Middle Eastern background, folks. So what did my mom say? Mm-hmm. Why did you get 78? And I was like, well, first of all, I did the third best and like, you know, the highest person got 82. Yeah, but why did you get 78? I don't care about the other people. I was like, okay, well, clearly the test was hard enough that even the smartest guy in the room wasn't getting more than 82. So I did pretty well. And I got very upset and I didn't talk to my mom for, I want to say 2.5, 3 days. And then I caved. I folded like a lawn chair. I was like, Mom, I don't like this. I'm sorry. I don't want it. I was like, I hate this. I do not like, I do not like being doing this with you. And she was obvious. She won, but she was like, come here. I was like, okay, cool. So then we were fine. But I was very, very
that's exactly salty. It. Like my mom, I think will laugh at me to be like, oh, that's so cute that you're trying. Oh. But no. And then my mom would like, let me have a tantrum and then be like, great. So now that we're done with our tantrum, here is your grounding. Because who do you think you are?
Yeah, I think getting older, what I've learned is that, yeah, parents have patience like no one's business. And they can easily wait you out. When you're younger, you don't know better. You're like, I'm going to get them. Nope. They will have the last laugh. You just don't see it coming.
Right. Oh my God. I love it. I can't. It's just, anyway, nepotism doesn't work. And in our family, silent treatment would never work. So we pray for all you people that could give your parents a silent treatment.
Good luck. I'll
say that. Oh my God. We have another one. Puya. Aubrey O'Day. Do folks remember who Aubrey O'Day is?
Give him a refresher.
Yes, y'all. Because if you're wondering who the F is Aubrey O'Day, well, she is part of the member or the group. She's a member of the group Danity Kane, aka a showstopper. You know, we in the car, we riding slow. Anyway, so if you watch Making the Band, Diddy put this group together. Okay. She dated Pauly D. Maybe that's another way you've seen her. So point is, she's been here. She's been around us. And then a TikToker, which I have to say, Chappelle sent this to me. Thank you, Chappelle. Posted a video, but it's deleted now. Basically questioning the authenticity of her Instagram vacation photos. So I want to make it clear. They look wild. Okay, they look very Photoshopped if you go on her Instagram. And I'm not talking about the recent ones, but if you go back to the ones where she's in Bali and all of those places, like she's taken pictures of either content creators or like stock photos or just a few more places. Anyway, or tourism photos. And she just like Photoshops herself in there.
And here's the thing. It's very obvious that they're Photoshopped. Yes.
That's like, what I don't understand.
Yeah, like once you mess around with the Photoshop software once or twice, you'll be able to tell when something doesn't look like it belongs. And the photos are done up so much that it looks animated almost.
Yes, yes. 100%. So this is where folks are like, I don't know. You know, people were just kind of clowning me. But then she even wrote in one of her captions, Bali showed me the importance of creating a pattern of speaking to myself with love and kindness. So she's claiming that she's going to Bali. You know what I'm saying? Because she's sharing all the stuff Bali did for
her. Okay, let's say she has a VR headset and she puts it on and it's in Bali. Does that count?
Stop.
I'm just trying to see if there's like maybe can we find a way where what she says makes sense? Because we know she wasn't there physically.
Listen, maybe she should stop, you know, taking whatever extra substances she's taking, because that's the only way I can make it clear that she's having like a trance and an experience. She's in a trance. It's, you know, this moment for her that just transcends reality. That's how I'll think.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
That's truly the only way.
The only way.
But anyway, so obviously this stuff has gone viral. And then after that happened, her post changed, like drastically changed, where she said, yeah, they are Photoshop. Duh. Because I'm an artist. I'm a creator. I do all of my creative, from my music to my flicks, aka her picture. Maybe that's why it's so bad. Her Photoshop and everything from her hair, glam, blah, blah, blah. So her point is that the weather wasn't always perfect when I shoot and I vacation alone because I don't need to be flown places. So that's why these shots never work out. So she has to Photoshop.
I don't see it. I just don't see that as a good, like, that is a thing you said. But do I see the accuracy in the statement? Not really.
No. Like, it's ridiculous because the pictures, I mean, the point is you steal the pictures.
Yeah. Like, you're fully taking someone else's photo and then throwing yourself in them.
Exactly.
And not crediting. I mean, this is a big thing, especially in the TikTok age now, yeah, where people can, you're allowed to use other people's formats or concepts. But if it's very much the same, a credit is typically asked for, especially from a bigger creator than yourself, because then you're just stealing from someone who's a smaller creator, which is not cool. Exactly. So at least, yeah, at least the credit there. But also, you pretended that you were there. It's so bizarre to me.
Yeah. And her point is that I was there. It's just the aesthetic didn't work. So I had to do all of this because she even said, respect my aesthetic, which I can't wait to use that anytime someone bothers me. Respect my aesthetic.
I'm going to keep an ear out and see when you bring it up next.
Can't wait. And then says, I work hard to give y'all beautiful content that feels the way the places I travel vibrate because I want y'all to vibrate high with me. What did I say?
Get this word salad off of my page. Like, what are you even saying at this point? It's just
vibrate
words.
High with me, Puya. Please.
Yeah, the respect my aesthetic, Sasha. Come on.
I can't wait. And then she even dragged the TikTok girl. She said, little top girl, I'm so sorry your place of work allows you to sit on my page all day with binoculars. And then basically it was just like, get a job, you know, do your own and make positive change in your life. Stop looking left and right if you want to move forward. I'm pretty sure you're supposed to look left and right before you cross the street, but sure.
Yeah. Also, did you not want people to look at your content? What did she say? Little tot?
Yeah, no, little tot girl.
Yeah, little tot. That's what little
tot
girl
here,
did.
Random bitch.
Yeah, it's giving the same energy.
Yes. Like, it's so funny because she said, my Instagram is art and I'm a real creator, but you're not. You're stealing from people.
Also, if you do dub it as art, art is typically, you know, subject to interpretation. So if people are going to see your art and then interpret, yeah, you're a faker, then you have to respect the opinion. And also, in what world does this make you look better for you to, again, talk smack to this TikTok person who discovered this and did put the work in when, again, you are faking it? You are now admitting that you faked it. So I don't understand taking her down a peg. Like, what's that doing for you?
Because you admitted to being a flopper.
Right. Once you, like, the minute you confess to it, it's over for you. Like, there is no world where I can see what she's saying and be like, oh, I get it. She's no, you said, yes, I did this. But why did you care to look? What does that say about your life?
Yep. She's like, get a job.
Yeah.
I don't have time for this. Shut up, girl. That's embarrassing. She also has a cameo. Maybe she'll Photoshop for you as her cameo.
Yeah. You should tell her what you want and she'll green screen herself in front of it.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm like trying to see how much, but it, oh, for 50. Is it 50?
Yeah.
Wow. And yeah, it's very much the Snapchat filters are on.
Oh, there we go. $50 is not a lot for her. I expect.
Yeah, she's a celebrity. Like,
yeah.
But would, like, I want one from her? No.
No, not really. I feel like there's better people to spend your $50 on Cameo.
Yes, a little scrappy.
Okay, maybe you don't get access to Cameo. How about that?
Listen, I already got one from him.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Anyway, that's Aubrey O'Day for y'all. Like, again, let me know. Are we making too big of a deal for it? Probably. Do I care? No. But seriously, If I was good at Photoshop, I'm just wondering if my vacation pictures would look better.
I mean, sure, right? Because even just making the colors pop more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just off of that, I would say yes.
Like, I definitely edit my photos, but it's more for color. Like, I don't change necessarily how I look. Unless I use Naomi on Snapchat, that is the best filter, everyone. Just free advice.
On Snapchat?
Yes, it's called Naomi, and it's truly the best filter.
I have not been on Snapchat in a minute.
Yeah, I didn't know either, but like my sorority sisters that are younger than me, anyway, we were all hanging out and they were like, oh, no girl, get on Naomi. And I was like, what is that? And turns out it's a filter that just makes you look flawless, no retouch needed. And it doesn't like alter your body. It just smooths out like a little bit.
Let's see. Then is that the Naomi Beauty Lens by Naomi Campbell?
Oh, is it that one? I don't even know it was by Naomi Campbell. It just says Naomi. That's all I know.
I'll have to look into this more.
Listen, oh, yeah. Here's Naomi. Here it is. Let's see. It doesn't say anything.
It's the Naomi Beauty Filter.
Yeah, it's that one for sure. Yeah,
that's Naomi Campbell's filter.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Naomi Campbell. I really hate Tyra now. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, my God. There's a filter where you can be FaceTiming with a hot guy. That's really gross. And I was scared when it showed up on my Snapchat. Anyway, y'all. But yeah, Naomi, free advice. Use it. But one more quick bite, I feel like. And then we have to get into Anonymous.
Yes.
Ugh. But y'all, Taylor Swift, and this was by Kirsten. Okay, thank you, Kirsten, for sending this. Taylor Swift apparently really wanted to be in a Twilight movie, but the director turned her down.
Now, that's an L that you will never, ever, ever get over, unfortunately.
Yeah, I would never in life admit that. Again, stop exposing your L's this
much. It's so many years removed from Twilight. Why would you bring that up?
That's what I'm saying.
You think it's like a, what have I not told the public yet that could be like a fun anecdote on a talk show? But it isn't
Taylor that said it.
Who said it? Can you remind me?
The director.
Okay, then I know why the director did it.
Yeah, he's trying to be relevant.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart strategy from the director.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed. Like, I would know. But basically, yeah, they were on Ashley Greene's podcast, The Twilight Effect, and he recalled how Taylor asked to be an extra because Taylor Swift and this director had the same agent at the time because she's a Twihard, which is like Harry Potter all the way, but, you know, it's fine.
Same.
You know, she was like, I'm fine to be someone in a cafeteria, all of this stuff. And then he said no, but allegedly he regrets.
What? Like, if it's an extra, why? Why would you not do that?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, stop exposing her and yourself.
Like, New Girl had the right mind of, yeah, we're going to have Taylor be there for 5 seconds.
Yes.
And you know, we're going to get that popularity off there. We give the nod to Taylor. This makes no sense to me because I didn't read the article fully. I thought it was for like an actual role.
No, if it's an extra, that's what's horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I know. And apparently he said the hardest thing for me was to be like the moment that Taylor Swift walks onto screen for about 5 minutes and no one's going to be able to process. These are movie stars.
Yeah. Like what? Like the actors and actresses are not going to process.
Yeah. Or like no one, which is like, shut up.
Nah, that's a missed opportunity if I've ever seen one. Unless you think Taylor's going to take people out of the movie where people are like watching this vampire movie and they're like, wait, why is Taylor Swift in this? Then maybe I'd understand.
I'm sorry. You're like, you suspend reality to watch this.
Yeah.
There's vampires and werewolves.
Yeah.
You could have made a joke like, about her. It doesn't matter.
I feel like Taylor would have fit in the movie as an extra. I don't think it would have taken anything out of anything.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Puya. That's all I'm saying. Of course,
I got you.
Listen. But yeah, and basically he's like, I'm sad I couldn't hang out with Taylor. You sound stupid. You sound sad. Stop this.
Yeah, I want you to remember the time where you decided, I'm going to say this on this podcast and then just mute your microphone because that would have been a better call for you.
100. Like, stop putting your L's online, people. I can't.
The internet is forever.
Period. But yes, here we are with that. And I think that wraps up our mess magnet piece of it, or rather the pop culture piece of it. Now it's time for the anonymous.
Yes.
Are you enjoying anonymous? Like what? How do you feel about this?
Of course. You're telling me we're getting anonymous submissions of mess and I'm not going to love it. It is a slam dunk idea.
I know. I thank you to you messengers for sending these in. As Kirsten says, which is really true. Like, we are light on it. So it's time to get your mess in now, because we need it. OK, we only have a few more left. So y'all, please. We need the form. The form's in the description. Just mess magnet submission. Tiny URL, I think, /mess magnets. So send it in. Thank you. Anyway, I think it's time. Let's get into it. This messenger says, this guy I know has been having a very messy year, allegedly, which, thank you, messenger. You get the branding. For context, he is almost 30, lives at home, still chasing the dream to become a professional athlete. At 30, Anyway, this person also already has another child who lives in another state. Okay, that's fine. Recently, I saw him posting on social media with a new baby and posting that he has a new daughter. And when I saw his mom at an event, I told her, congrats on your new grandbaby. And she said, which one?
Oof, not which one. Which of the many are you referring to?
What is it, Nick Cannon or Elon Musk? Like, damn. And when I looked confused, she, very annoyed, explained that he just had a daughter a few weeks ago, but has a son due in about 2 to 3 months.
And how old is Nick Cannon? This might be about Nick Cannon. Let me look up his name.
No, I'm telling you. Does Nick Cannon live at home? I mean,
oh, Nick Cannon's 41. Never mind.
Oh, damn it. This person's almost 30. First of all, 3 kids and almost 30. Like, wow. You know, that's a lot. And then a week or two later, he posted again on social media that someone had slashed all of his tires and smashed in his front and back windshields. Okay.
The plot thickens. Go on.
Christian Rock. I don't know. I shamelessly gossiped with a friend who knows his friends, and that this person told our messenger. So, you know, a messenger has a source. That the vehicle damage was done by a third woman who was pregnant and angry, and he was denying paternity.
Oh, dear Lord.
Tristan Thompson.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So the car. He's
almost 30. I'm just saying.
Yeah. 30, lives at home with a vehicle that's no longer operable.
Man is taking so many L's, and like, he still wants to be a professional athlete, just like Tristan Thompson. Because does he play basketball? Again, I don't know.
At 30, what professional athlete position can you get at age 30? That's like a professional dart player, maybe, or like billiards,
curling,
bowling. Well, you could do bowling.
Ooh, but you know, I don't know about you, Puya, but like, after 30, my back isn't backing the same way. So those bowling stances, I feel like, would really hurt me.
Depends how often you're bowling.
Listen, if I'm trying to be a professional bowler, I'm in it.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm not a professional bowler, but if I joined a professional bowling league, I'm still assuming that's a once a week matchup and not daily, right?
You have to practice to get better.
Yeah, but how often? That's I don't true. Know That's I'm not true. Listen, I don't know. For all I know, it's like 6 days a week from 4 a.m to 8 a.m you're at the bowling alley and you're, you know, getting your reps in.
We professional bowlers tell us, because I respect you, so I have to know. Like, yeah, leave it in the review.
And we're gonna start the you know, Hot Mess Magnus Express team come soon. Yes. So we need the advice.
I can't wait. Okay.
Do you think you'd bowl more than Kirsten?
I am horrible. With the gutters, yeah.
No, are you joking me with the gutters? You gonna put the little walls up? Come on.
I ran track. Okay, so I have no core hand-eye coordination. But I just started playing Frisbee, like for funsies, with my husband. Because he like is actually in, plays every Sunday morning.
Okay, like Ultimate Frisbee?
Yeah, like 8 a.m. He's damn. At, yeah, I don't know.
8 a.m. on a Sunday?
Doing too much.
That's sleeping time.
Thank you. But, you know, here we are. The Bay Area boys, what are y'all doing? Anyway, they just love the outdoors. But, you know, so he's like, we let's play Frisbee at home. And apparently I'm a good thrower, horrible catcher. Actually, I run away from the Frisbee when it's my turn to catch.
Why?
Because I don't know. Honestly. But like, I feel like I'm good at running. Like when I was on intramural sports in college, like I was the rusher, you know, for football, like during flag football.
Ah.
Yeah. So I can like run towards something, but like, don't ask me to do more than that. Like hand-eye coordination. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I could see you being like a sleeper pick.
What, for Frisbee?
No, for bowling.
Oh, I'm decent. Yeah, I definitely need more work put
you're
in.
You're no Akiva.
I could never be. Well, I mean, listen, let me call him out. I tried to get Akiva to bowl with me, with us.
Remember?
All in New York. And then we got to the bowling alley and he left. I was like, were you ducking us? I was ready. I was ready to, you know, see him put his money where the pins are. And that didn't happen.
Ugh. Akiva, what happened?
Yeah, we're waiting.
We really are. Okay, I need to know. I need the tea. But yeah, so you think it ends there, but y'all, it doesn't. Because turns out, yeah, pregnant. I've yet to see all this verified, but allegedly. But this friend is very reliable. So our messenger is saying, I'm waiting now to watch it all come out on social media. And oh my God, this is so funny. And this dude is out here giving Nick Cannon a run for his money.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Messenger, we're on the same wavelength. I love us. And then it says also, just as a side, on Father's Day, he posted a selfie with a 30 pack saying it was him and his babies.
A 30 pack of what?
Sperm? I don't know. I'm assuming beer. Sasha. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
Because why is he out here sowing his seeds so much? Stop it.
I don't know. 30 pack? A 30 pack?
Like, it's too much.
I want this messenger to keep us posted, please. I would like the follow-ups to this story when we get more developments in the plan.
Yeah, it's like if it comes out on social media.
Please like, let us know.
You know you're sending this to us.
Yeah.
ASAP. Like, send us a screenshot so you can blur things out, obviously. But we got to know. Because this.
Yeah.
What? Stop having so many kids if you're not ready to be parent.
It's a good PSA. I co-sign.
Yeah, you're welcome, everyone. Stop it. Oh, my God. But Puya, that wraps up our episode.
That was fun. That went by quickly. I feel like I simultaneously said a lot, but also said nothing at all is how I feel.
I know. It's just, listen, time flies when we're having fun. I hope all of you also had fun. Let us know if you enjoyed this. Obviously, you did, period. But also, thank you to everyone for your reviews, because we've, again, got like amazing vibe reviews where it's just like, it's easy to listen while I work. And someone even said it's like gossiping with my homegirls. Correct. That's what we are. Okay. And I love that someone was like, they get stuff wrong. They get stuff right. Either way, it's super fun. Thank you, Japrice Gal, because that's correct.
Yes.
Truer words have not been spoken about us. But we're at 209 reviews. So we only need 41 more.
I think you'll get there. I trust.
Come on, people. Let's get to 41. I feel like we could do it. Okay. Let's make it happen. We need you mess merch. But with that, make sure you're leaving us 5-star review, y'all, because we need it. Make sure you're subscribing to the mess feed because we need that too. And Puya, as if they don't know who you are, but where can they find you? Let them know.
Well, they can find me on Twitter at Puyaism for my musings. There you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. I do stream there 2-3 times a week. So come through, say hi. Would always appreciate it, of course. And then the aforementioned Hot Mess Express, that is the 90 Day Fiancé Rehab podcast, is still going strong. I've got Chappelle on with me this week to talk about the part 2 of the season 9 tell-all, which I'm excited to get through. And then next week, we're starting a brand new season of 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. And I will have the podfather, Rob Cesternino, back on with me to talk about that. I was also a guest on the Married at First Sight Rehab podcast with Asia and Jason Reed, which was a good time. And if you are a Big Brother fan, you can find me Friday mornings talking live feeds with Taryn Armstrong. In addition to, I was the Thursday night guest for the recap of the 2-hour episode of Big Brother. It should have never happened, but did. So there.
Why was it 2 hours? Because my God.
It could have been 30 minutes.
Could have been an email. How about that?
Yes.
But yes, and for me, you can find me here obviously every week and over on Silent Podcast, where I'm covering Survivor South Africa. Like I said, the best franchise in Survivor, period. This is finale week. So Jason Ort and I will be back on Friday to drop the last episode. I can't believe it. We made it. It's only been 6 weeks and we're done. And I'm covering Never Have I Ever with Chappelle over on Silent Podcast as well. We just dropped our first episode. The second one will be out soon. And if you want more of me, because obviously you do. No, I'm just kidding. I'm also covering She-Hulk over on Post Show Recaps on the feed Everything is Super. So check that out. I'm on with Jason Reed, where we just honestly talk about such a fun show. Like, I love She-Hulk. And I think this audience will love She-Hulk, I have to say.
I'm excited to watch. The only issue for me is I still haven't watched Ms. Marvel. So I'm trying to get that going first.
Yeah.
I know. So there's so much TV. I just finished Never Have I Ever this past week. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of TV. We know. And Love and Hip Hop's back, y'all. I'm so excited for my life. Anyway, and with that, if you can't keep track of any of this, just follow me on Twitter at funsize_04 and you'll know everything I'm up to. And make sure you follow at Mess Magnets on Twitter so that you can figure out what we're up to and anything else that shows up during the week. And with that, thank you everyone for listening. Bye.